Video: Manat California Reparations Task Force meeting says suggested $223,000 not enough. By Amy Furr on January 30, 2023. California's Reparations Task Force met Friday and was told by one speaker that the suggested $223,000 per resident is not enough. Reverend Tony Pierce criticized the idea of limiting the cash payouts to Californians, saying there should be no residency requirements, Fox News reported Saturday. He said, "We have to encourage our people to come back to California. What better way to encourage our people to come back to California if we have no requirements? How will reparations be paid? Immediately." When the clock ran out on his time, Pierce told those in attendance, "And $200,000 is not enough. $223,000 is not enough." In December, Breitbart News reported California may face $223,200 in reparations for each of its black residents who qualifies as a descendant of slaves. The outlet noted it has been reporting since 2020 that the Golden State is considering reparations under a law signed that year by Governor Gavin Newsom, D., though California entered the Union in 1850 as a free state. The state's reparations task force is charged with studying the institution of slavery and its negative effects on black Americans, the Fox report said. However, such a program will need to be enacted by the legislature and must have the governor's approval. Meanwhile, the California Reparations Task Force has a July 1, 2023 deadline to report to the state legislature with recommendations, the outlet continued. Actor and comedian Faison Love thinks the reparations money will ultimately be wasted, Breitbart News reported in December. "Fuck that. That's another trick, man, you know why? Because that money's gonna go right back to Cadillac and right back to motherfucking Mercedes, Benz," he commented. In addition, a San Francisco reparations committee has proposed that every long-term black resident of the city be paid $5 million, Breitbart News reported on January 19. Meanwhile, a group of House Democrats is reportedly again pushing for reparations and a national apology for slavery, according to Breitbart News. The group reintroduced legislation to create a commission whose members would address the issue of slavery in the United States, the outlet said.